I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
President Trump is trying to entice the Chinese and the Russians not to get involved. And this was after Secretary of War's Hegseth saying that China was enabling Iran. And Hegseth was right about that. Trump tried to soft play that. I don't know how the Chinese are going to react, but certainly they want us to see us humiliated there. They want to protect Iran, their proxy. So they want that oil out of the region as well. So they're going to be really and very difficult right now. And I think Trump's going to have his hands full, especially when Xi Jinping comes to Washington on the 24th of September.
Gordon Chang, a China expert, we often have him on our program. That was him on Fox News talking about how China really wants to see Iran humiliate the U.S. And they want the oil from Iran, which is currently under U.S. blockade. We're going to get into that in more detail for you. Thank you for joining us here on Monday, July 27, 2026. I have to tell you, we come out of the gate every day like a bull ready to go. And we got a lot of information for you today because you know with Larry Connors USA, here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8, we bring you news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more information than you have right now. That is a promise. And reminding you, when we're on the air, like right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, or Facebook and Twitter on Newstalk STL and Larry Connors USA Facebook. Everything goes up later as a podcast available anywhere under Larry Connors USA. We suggest you start with Newstalk STL or LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook, but that's your choice. In our next hour, a senator is claiming that Iran captured a CIA agent, which they did, and then he claims that they skinned him alive. Is that true? We'll get into that in our next hour. This hour, the Dr. Fauci diary. This is apparently an unfiltered view, his own unfiltered view, showing his ego during the mass hysteria he created during COVID. He's scheduled to testify before a congressional committee before long, and we're going to be talking about what's in his diary and the story behind the story. When they were doing radio and TV ratings, how did they come up with those? How were they done? And of course, I have a personal story about how it was done when I first got into radio, which is vastly different than what many thought ratings were doing. I know many don't trust them, and even the station ownerships often don't trust them. But often they feel compelled to buy them. And often they are if they're selling national ads. I'll get into all of that for you coming up a little bit later. By the way, speaking about Iran, China, what's going on? Republican senators suggesting that the confidence is waning in Defense Secretary Hegseth's leadership of the U.S. Armed Forces. Why? We'll get back to that in a moment. But once again, back to Gordon Chang on China's wanting the oil from Iran while at the same time humiliating the U.S.
You know, the Chinese have a lot of conflicting goals in this, but I think their number one is to see the United States tied down and humiliated, because that has been consistent Chinese foreign policy. And yes, their economic interests may go against that, but Xi Jinping doesn't consider economics to be the most important thing. Wow. He sees the competition and the struggle against the United States as the defining goal for him.
We don't have the munitions right now to deal with China. Is that a threat, you think, right now because of what they're doing militarily?
It certainly is a consideration, and the American people should be upset that the series of presidents have allowed this situation to occur. But clearly, yes, that is, I'm sure, weighing very heavily, because we hear the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kane, talk about this, at least privately. And Hegseth says, no, don't worry about it. Mm. But I don't think very many people believe the Secretary of War on this one.
And that's the point. That's the point that we're going to dive into deeper. Do you believe Secretary of War Hegseth, do you think he's qualified to continue to lead? There's a lot of consternation going on. I will say there is a new survey out. This is a Tea Party Patriots Action Survey. So consider the source. Conducted by McLaughlin and Associates concerning the Strait of Hormuz. Hormuz, what am I doing today? Of course, nearly 20% of the world's oil, a fifth of global natural gas, moves through that area. Well, the vast majority of the Americans question, do you agree that Iran should not be allowed to block, attack, mine, or extort ships in the strait? 72% said they agree with that. 17.5% disagree. Another 11%, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? It also asked the respondents if they believe the U.S. should finish the job with Iran. 62% agreed the U.S. should finish the job and assure Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon. U.N. Ambassador Waltz.
The IRGC controls 40 to 50% of the Iranian economy. What you've seen in the last 13 days are strikes particularly focused on Iran's terrorist activities attacking civilian shipping, ships from Singapore, Cyprus, all over the world that have done nothing to Iran. That's been condemned in the United Nations. You hear a lot about our allies and countries not being with us. A record 146 have stood with us in condemning those activities. You know, you have to ask yourself, is a country winning that has little speedboats running around? I mean, these are like, I don't know, the Somali pirates with cruise missiles and drones. These are acts of desperation. The Iranian regime is isolated, economically devastated, militarily devastated. The suffering that is going on internally. Inflation is spiking. The currency is tanking. Foreign currency reserves are gone. And we're starting to see the Iranian government even not be able to pay its own workers and even its own military.
But do they really care if they can't pay their workers or military? Do you not imagine they will mandate they do what they want them to? The Iranian Revolutionary Guard is much like China when Gordon Chang was talking about. They have no real concern about their own economy and their people. They want the money to come in, but really to create more proxy fights across the world going after Westerners, Americans, Jew haters. They want to gin that up again. Again, I go back to that survey by McLaughlin and Associates. 62% agree the U.S. must finish the job and ensure Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon. Montana Senator Sheehy.
This is a war of choice. The Democrats are correct. It's a war of choice that was begun by a radical, lunatic band of terrorists that took over a beautiful nation 47 years ago, took it over with brutality, force, and savagery. And the second they took it over, they didn't free their people. They didn't unleash the largest oil reserves in the world to build schools and bridges. They took it over to murder their own people and to spread their disgusting ideology across the world. And that is exactly what they have been doing. They don't just say it and talk about it. You don't have to believe what they say. You can simply watch what they've done. They've attacked families, women, children, innocent people. They don't just attack them and kill them. They rape them. They skin them alive on camera. They celebrate it. They honor those people who do disgusting things that we would put in jail for the rest of their lives in this country. And they do it for fun. And they pay them money to do it. And they're heroes to that nation.
Montana Senator Sheehy, you're going to hear more from him in our second hour, particularly about that issue of skinning prisoners alive, specifically a CIA agent. In the meantime, we got Republicans pushing back against Hegseth, and that would mean against Trump, because the war is not solely wrapped up immediately. Trump has been looking for opportunities, obviously, to end it, but he's also trying to avoid wiping out all the Iranians that are not part of the IRCG. But Senator Tom Tillis, Republican, North Carolina. I don't have any confidence in Hegseth anymore. I think he's all over the place. He's accelerating the retirement, forcing out some of the most distinguished leaders in the DOD. I think he has a massive insecurity complex. I don't know where Senator Tillis thinks he's doing any good for our nation by those kinds of remarks. If you don't like the way Hegseth or rather the war is going, it doesn't all fall on Hegseth's head. You know that. Well, okay, Trump. All right. You can put the blame on Trump. But what would you have to do? I mean, you understand we have the capability to wipe them off the face of the map. We're trying to avoid doing that. And keep in mind, their Gulf Arab neighbors are now being attacked constantly by Iran, and they're getting, obviously, not just frustrated, but angered over that. Prime Minister Netanyahu is expected at the White House tomorrow. He has not been at the White House since the war began, apparently been angling to get an audience with the president. But according to Politico, while he's expected after months for this invitation to come, they think that Netanyahu's going to be dissatisfied. One of the prime issues they're going to be discussing, obviously, will be Iran. That's obviously going to be on the top of their list when Netanyahu meets with Trump tomorrow morning. In the meantime, Netanyahu is firing against New York City Mayor Mamdani, calling him out for what he's been doing in his own city.
He's fomenting hate. He's supposed to be the mayor of all New Yorkers, Jews, Christians, Muslims, everyone. But he's trying to turn one group against the other, and he's foisting hate and fear. I speak to Jewish Americans in New York, and they're afraid right now. I don't think it's accidental that after he made this hate speech against Israel and against me, the next day, a Jew is stabbed coming out of a synagogue. I think, and with a cry of Allah is Akbar, Allah Akbar.
The Jewish New Yorkers who gathered today feel the same, accusing the mayor of stoking anti-Semitism.
When hate is excused or normalized, everybody pays the price. Today, the Jewish community is facing an alarming rise in Jew hatred and violence. And this is the moment for our leaders to show up here.
Now, you got to remember, Iran is behind a lot of this as well. And they want to see these terrorists take either individual terrorist actions or as a collective group. Last week, we told you about a former CIA agent who says they know that some 1,800 minimum terrorists are inside, Iranian terrorists, and they have maybe a plot to carry out an attack on our national airlines. I'd say national. They're not nationalized, obviously, but the airlines operating in the U.S. and across the world. And they're not going to take control of the plane, try to fly it into something. They're just going to blow up bombs on planes on a certain date. Whether or not that's true, we don't know. Pray to God we never have to see it happen. But the hatred against the Jews and what is carried out by Iran Islamists, you see it everywhere. In Paris, they had a pregnant woman among three injured in a Paris stabbing spree. And the man captured said, Allah sent me to kill women. So all those women out there supporting Iran jihadists, you got to keep in mind, they would kill you as well. In the meantime, New York City Mayor Mamdani continues to push Marxist communist views. Even Bill Maher says the evidence is very clear.
Let me tell you about the story that liberal algorithms locked out. Her name is Sia Weaver. She's kind of important in New York, being Mayor Mamdani's chief of the office to protect tenants. And since Mamdani's big issue is the rent's too damn high, it's a very key appointment in the most important city in the country, which is also our financial center. It matters that the mayor stands with someone who says things like, if you don't believe in the government's sacred right to seize private property, it's over. Seize private property. Home ownership is racist. Elect more communists. Private property, especially home ownership, is a weapon of white supremacy. Democrats seem to be having this debate whether or not Mayor Mamdani is a socialist or a democratic socialist. Let me settle it. He's a straight-up communist. How do I know this? Well, I'm reading between the lines when one of his major advisors says, elect more communists.
Yeah, there's no reading between the lines on that. You heard the audience responding positively what Bill Maher was saying. Keep in mind, most of his audience for years have been more liberal than conservative. But I think right now even they are beginning to wake up. But this is destroying our country. Good. I'm glad they're finally waking up, but you've been asleep too long and you need to take radical action. Let me give you another example of a far-left Muslim Michigan U.S. Senate candidate, Abdul El-Sayed. According to Politico, he is talking about defeating an enemy, a political enemy. He said that a win in the August 4 contest, another one in November, would give him a platform to push the progressive movement forward. You put one ogre on a pike, and then everyone else gets the message. In other words, we'll cut their heads off and they'll put it on a pike like they did during the ancient days. Here's your warning. Here's your sign. This will happen to you. Do you have any doubt what they want to do? How could you have any doubt what their intention is? Whether they want to admit they are a Democrat socialist of America or kind of waft through the shadows like I'm just a good Democrat, when we know they're also, in many cases, posing and covering for jihadists. They truly are. But I want you to listen to a question raised by Shannon Breen on her program over the weekend with the Democrat Socialist of America national co-chair.
Of your platform, and I want to ask you, just give me sort of a true or false on these. Abolish the Senate.
True.
Okay. Replace the presidency and Supreme Court as we now know them.
Yep.
Abolish ICE.
Absolutely.
Abolish borders and give amnesty to anyone currently in the U.S. illegally.
As a long-term plan, yep.
Defund the Pentagon.
Absolutely.
Abolish prisons, at least in large part.
Yeah, again, that as part of a long-term program, yeah.
Okay, so no prisons. Government or public ownership of most large corporations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then let's go back through some of those then. Abolish the Senate. There are people who are in the Senate now who are very supportive of DSA. They lose their seats?
Well, the Senate is an anachronistic institution.
She kind of dodged around that. Yeah, the Democrats that are in the Senate right now, they would lose their seats. Well, actually, that is part of their plan. They're going to primary everyone that does not fall under the DSA banner, not the Democrat banner, but the Democrat Socialist of America, which is one step closer to communism. That's what they're pushing and promoting. 250 years of this country. And we now have, once again, these creatures rising up, and they want to take over our country and turn us into a communist nation? No way. No way. Well, the Dr. Fake image, Dr. Fake diaries, I should say, are taking a closer inspection, and that is some of the things he was writing during COVID, things that he probably didn't intend to become public. Talking about all the celebrity status he was getting, basically rating himself on how many celebrities were following him while he was locking you up for a quote in a COVID violation. My guest is going to break that down for us as we move forward. And the story behind the story, TV and radio ratings, what are they? How do they achieve them? And how I did it one time, strange but true. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beale and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beale. John Beale Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beale Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes. The German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio entry door has seen better days? Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Later this week sometime, Dr. Anthony Fake, Fauci, still Dr. Fake to me, is to testify again in front of the Senate. And Senator Rand Paul has just released a diary apparently belonging to Dr. Fauci, which lays out things like, press is going wild with me. That's just one of the statements in his own diary, which you never thought the public would see except under his control. Joining us now is Michael Pack, producer and director of the Lockdown Dissidents. Michael, welcome aboard. Hello, Michael. Well, we had him. We'll have to try to get him back. We'll try to reestablish this. Michael is the... This Lockdown Dissidents is the latest addition to the Wall Street Journal Opinion Docs, a series of documentary films produced by the collaboration between the Wall Street Journal and Palladium Pictures, an independent production company. And Michael Pack is the producer and director. Michael, got you back online with us?
Great. So I know what happened.
All right. We got you now. So what's your reaction, first of all, to this diaries, these diary entries being released? Like he's saying, the press is going wild with me. That stuff he's writing down when we're in the midst of a COVID lockdown. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it's kind of shocking, but on the other hand, it isn't shocking. I mean, as you mentioned, Larry, you know, we just finished this 30-minute documentary called The Lockdown Dissidents that is free. You know, it's on the Wall Street Journal website, but it's not behind their paywall. So listeners can go to WSJ.com, their YouTube page, and just search for Lockdown Dissidents, or it's got its own page, WSJ.com/opinion docs. Well, the others we've done are our page, PlayThePictures.com, and it's free. But in our 30-minute film, it's clear enough that Dr. Fauci is totally arrogant. I mean, that defined his whole approach to lockdowns. We focus on the people skeptical of lockdowns, like Jay Bhattacharya and Scott Atlas, and the suppression that they experienced, like as soon as their views came out and throughout the pandemic. And that's because Dr. Fauci and Deborah Birx and others knew they were right and these other people were wrong, and they were arrogant from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And also Anthony Fauci's love of the media was apparent from beginning to end.
Well, to that extent, even The Guardian is pointing out that Fauci expressed disappointment with the rambling, crazy networks or those who were going against his statement, follow the science.
Exactly. I mean, that, you know, his idea of science is really not what you were taught about the scientific method even in high school. I mean, he chose to suppress contrary views by other scientists. Like, so, you know, most famously, and it's in our film, Jay Bhattacharya, then of Stanford, Martin called off that Symmetra Group of Oxford, put out the Great Barrington Declaration, which proposed an alternative to lockdowns. And Francis Collins, then the head of the CDC, wrote to Tony Fauci saying, these are fringe epidemiologists, which they were not, and there needs to be a devastating takedown of them. Not a discussion, not an argument, but a devastating takedown. And that defined the attitude of Fauci and others to anyone who didn't agree with them. So that's right. It's not surprising to hear him put those people down, but that is not science. Science is having a debate, having contrary views, let the facts determine and let people argue it out. But that is not what happened. He felt he knew the truth and he could suppress others, which he knew to be false. But that is not science.
And now, of course, they have since admitted, oh, yeah, that 6 to 8 foot distancing, we just kind of made that up. We had no science for it.
Yeah.
We just made it up. And the fact that we're going to lock down kids that just to keep them out of their schools, and we do not know yet the damage we've done to our children during that lockdown, do we?
No, the damage to lockdowns are really incalculable. I mean, a whole bunch of students lost at least 2 years of education and got off track in their lives. There's a lot of suicide, and not just children. There were businesses shuttered. People were depressed. People couldn't see their loved ones. I mean, the damage is incalculable. And the evidence was, contrary evidence was there right away, right? Lockdowns began November, December of 2019 in Wuhan, China. And by March, Jay Bhattacharya had conducted this Santa Clara study, which proved that COVID was largely did not affect young people, and there was no reason to lock down schools. But they were locked down for 1 to 2 years in some states, like California and New York.
Right.
Damaging these children needlessly.
And all the time, Dr. Fauci was keeping his own personal diary, and part of it talking about his celebrity status with the celebrities following him, Julia Roberts, Hunter Biden, and others, all about, boy, look what I've accomplished in my life while he's destroying other lives.
Exactly. I mean, so in our film, you can really see that work out. I mean, Scott Atlas mentioned, this was actually not in the film, how Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx were proud of their connections to the media. They were on a first-name basis. I mean, Anthony Fauci had 40 years in which he could build up a huge amount of media contacts, as well as lots of people through the government that really consolidated his power. And in the film, Robert Redfield tells the story that at their first meeting, Robert Redfield, then head of the CDC, tells the story that there was a meeting of the COVID task force. The president spoke, the head of the HHS, Alex Azar, spoke, he spoke, and Fauci spoke. And Fauci said, I'm the expert here. Media should direct all inquiries to me. And Robert Redfield said, hey, Tony, I'm the head of the CDC. You run a lab at the NIH. And there are like dozens and dozens of labs. But he sees that power, and he sees the media spotlight, and he did it quite effectively.
You're listening to Michael Pack, producer and director of the Lockdown Dissidents. And before we wrap up, we'll hear from him again as to how you can see it for free. But back to the issue in front of us coming up. Dr. Fauci is again scheduled to testify before a Senate committee. Now, he was given a pardon by Biden, but that's for everything he's done up to this point. If they get him in front of the Senate and they can catch him in a lie again, perjury, I would expect a full prosecution.
Well, surely Rand Paul really wants that. And I think the pardon of Anthony Fauci by Biden is a scandal in and of itself.
Yeah.
I mean, why is he pardoning them? And what is it? And what does that mean? Someone who hasn't even been accused of a crime yet. I mean, it suggests that they knew the crimes were being committed. I mean, it's awful in every way. I don't know if that pardon can even hold up in court. I'm not a lawyer. I can't say. But I know that Rand Paul will do everything he can to bring Anthony Fauci up on charges. I myself feel the most important thing is not any criminal conviction of Anthony Fauci, but a discrediting of his work during COVID. I mean, he's still a hero to many people. Maybe not your listeners and my friends, but lots of people. And, he published a book, that did very well, that touted his own role, and Deborah Birx similarly. If people understand the damage he did and his reputation suffers, I think that'll be significant, because we made the film so that this kind of thing can't happen again. And I think it can, unless unless the public understands what really went wrong the first time.
I think you're very right on that point. And again, it's not just his quote ethical concerns and his ability or inability, but basically his personalized ego that while he's locking everything down and people are suffering because of his lockdowns, he's writing in his diary about how great his fan club is being.
It's pretty remarkable. It's just shocking. I look forward to hearing, Rand Paul, dig into that. Rand Paul has been relentless and almost uniquely so. But I think we need to I think sometimes with Anthony Fauci, the focus, especially by Rand Paul, is on the COVID origins, on the gain of function research in Wuhan. And that's part of it. But I think what you said, it's the COVID restrictions, the 6 feet distancing, the shuttering of businesses that had no scientific basis, that is even worse than gain of function research, maybe. I mean, you don't have to pick and choose.
Michael,
that's the shocking thing. There was no evidence for those things.
No, yes. There wasn't. In fact, now there's contrary evidence to it. Michael Pack, producer, director of the Lockdown Dissidents. Explain again how folks can see this for free.
It's a half-hour film. It's on the Wall Street Journal websites, but not behind their paywall. They can search for it, Lockdown Dissidents, on either the Wall Street Journal site or their Wall Street Journal YouTube page. But we have done 3 of these documentaries with the Wall Street Journal. They're all free on wsj.com/opiniondocs, or they can go to our website, palladiumpictures.com, and navigate to it through there.
I appreciate it. I have not had a chance to see it yet, so I'm probably going to have to do that and then have you back on a future date. would like to do that.
Absolutely, anytime.
Thank you,
that'd
Michael.
Be great.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, Michael Pack. Thank you. And again, you look at what the damage Fauci did simply because he had, quote, the authority in his mind anyway. And in fact, at that point, he did in many ways. And he had the media, legacy media, lapping up everything he dropped behind him. And there were a lot of people hurt, a lot of businesses, and you probably were among them, or your children. Will we learn from this? Will we learn from it, or will we allow this kind of history to repeat itself? Check out the documentary, The Lockdown Dissidents. The Lockdown Dissidents. Coming up, the story behind the story. A lot of folks ask, how do stations do ratings, TV and radio, and are they legitimate? Well, there's a wealth of information behind that, and I've got a couple of personal stories. That's our story behind the story, still to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio, entry door has seen better days? Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every turn. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Bill Haley and his comets.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
That was a big hit, obviously, in the 50s and then later. Bill Haley in the comments. And during that time, prior to that time, actually, the stations were trying to determine what are our ratings so we can give a number to our sponsors and show here's where we are, especially against the competition in our region or our town. Radio and TV ratings began really with the early recall and diary surveys in the 1930s. Now, the early recall meant that they would basically, through the Archibald Crossley rating and C.E. Hooper ratings, used telephone recall surveys. They would call households. Of course, you'd had to have a landline. Everybody had a landline then. And maybe sometimes a party line. 5 or 6 families all on the same line. Calling these households, asking what programs you remember listening to or what was playing at the exact moment. And, of course, it was total recall. Folks said, well, I think I was listening to Larry Connors USA. No, you weren't. Not in the 1930s, but maybe they were foreseeing the future, right? Then you had the automator invention. This was a Nielsen, the inventor, Arthur Nielsen, purchasing rights to the automator in 1936. This was an electronic device attached to home radios that would mechanically punch a paper tape record of what station the radio dial was on. Decades and decades later, Nielsen moved to something like that for TV, putting a monitor on a TV set, and it would automatically record what you're watching, at what time, and so forth. But here's the issue. Even with that, on TV ratings, much less radio ratings, they would consider the prime TV in the house. How many TVs do you have in your house? And we're talking about for streaming, phones, cell phones, and so forth came into existence. If they determined that the living room was the prime source, well, then maybe the parents would be watching, or maybe they wouldn't. Or maybe the kids would have a controller, or maybe they had a TV in their room. So they were not all falling into that. But these ratings were hyped up as this is the Bible of what you can use to sell your station ratings. And, of course, it came at a cost. The TV ratings really started in 1950 as the television ownership exploded. And they used the boxes. They also used diaries. They were sending out during a sweeps period, which would be normally May would be a prime sweeps period, and then you'd have another one. They were always looking to prove how big and powerful they were. But these ratings were expensive. And then the question was, are they even accurate? Even when Nielsen decided to put a meter on the TV top that would show someone's actually in the room, because just because the TV's on doesn't mean someone's there. And if it was picking up any movement, was that a person or a dog? And then if you went to sleep while you're watching, are you really watching? There were so many pitfalls that they could not really explain. They didn't care. They were getting an audience for it. And again, if a station was trying to do national sales, like they were owned by CBS or NBC or any station like that, then they had to have numbers to present to national sponsors, even if they were fake numbers. They did introduce, as I said, the People Meter in 1987. This was a handheld or clicker-based box that required the household members to log in and out while watching. But, of course, if they didn't do that, it wasn't recorded. And then you had local and national splits. Nielsen's station index was basically regional tracking. National TV index was nationwide, obviously, as it sounds. And then later, by 2005, the rise of digital video recorders, DVRs. You remember those? Yep. Forced the industry to adapt Live Plus 3 or Live Plus 7 day viewing to capture playback, because you weren't watching the program when it actually aired, but you'd watch it later. And again, these diaries were still being sent out. And folks would have to agree to take it and then be paid a nominal $1 for their time and effort. They'd have to list the station, name, position on the dial, and maybe what program they were watching. And then there were cases where all three TV stations in town could get recognition. For instance, if you had a diary and you said you're listening to Channel 5 or watching Channel 5, and you're watching Larry Connors on Channel 5, and you're watching some program which we did not have on our channel, all three stations were getting credit for that to some extent. The issue, again, was, can we come up with something that the stations will use to sell advertising? Now, back to just dealing with radio stations. Arbitron was the primary audience measurement system for radio broadcasting. Nielsen was tracking TV audiences. Arbitron compiled basically data, listener demographics, station popularity, and then they would use that to push and publish their advertising rates. Well, Nielsen acquired Arbitron in 2013 and rebranded it all as Nielsen Audio. But that paper diary for smaller and mid-sized markets were basically sent into select households. And if folks had not filled out the diary on a daily basis, they realized they got to return it on that Tuesday. They quickly, what did we watch? That was a recall again for them. What did we watch? Who were we watching? What station? What time? In other words, it again fell way short of an accurate measurement. So then in the portable people meters, as I was discussing, in major metropolitan markets, Arbitron and electronic pagers that participants would wear, they detected and recorded sub-audio inaudible codes embedded in many radio broadcasts. And all of these, again, were trying to show the stations how you can take measurements. But it was going to cost. And the cost got outrageous for some of the stations, especially if they're locally owned, and they walked away from them. And even those that were maybe corporate owned, they began to walk away from it, saying, we know we'll get some national advertisers. We don't have to pay to get these ratings in hand. But even the smaller markets were having to deal with this on a constant basis. And I know specifically what I was doing as a beginning broadcaster as to how we were logging and recording listeners. And how we did it? Well, let me put it this way. There was a possibility I was going to be arrested. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. We are family.
Well, there you have it. Sister Sledge, 1979, another big hit for radio audiences in music. I got into radio when I was basically 15 years old, working part-time at a station. And I had to go to Dallas to get at that time what they called a permit, a third-class license. I had to take a test, an FCC test. Because the station would want me to sign on and off, and if you had to do that, you had to be qualified by the FCC to do so. So I got that and went to work at a station in Big Spring, Texas. Yeah, it all goes back to that 1,000-kilowatt station. Well, we were trying to determine how we could get better numbers for our advertisers, and not just for the audience, but dollars, because that was what it was all about, dollars. What kind of dollars can we generate? We did not pay for any subscription services like Arbitron at that point. What I would end up doing, along with the general manager owner of the station, is on certain weekends, we would go to the local shopping mall. I mean, there was only one in Big Spring, Texas, and would go around cars and would peer in through the windows at the radio. This is when radios, basically a lot of them didn't even have an FM station on them. But what they did have, they had an indicator dial where a red line indicated what station it was tuned to. So I would mark down on my sheet, our station at 1490 had this many, it appeared to be that the marker was on our station. And the opposing station that we were battling was at the other end of the dial, so that was a win for us. But looking into people's cars, going from one car to another, looking and doing all that, do you not imagine that created suspicion? Yes, it did. And on more than one occasion, I had not just mall security come out and question me, but even some police officers come out from time to time. What are you doing? Well, I'd shown the paper, but they still weren't convinced. They were pretty convinced that I was casing cars to steal something. And a lot of folks at that time didn't lock their cars. They left a lot of valuables out in plain sight. But I never entered the car. I'm just looking through it, and I would register on that piece of paper where I thought the radio dial was pointed. Now, you couldn't do that nowadays because generally it's digital. How many cars out there have a radio dial on them? And as I said also at the time, a lot of stations, there was no FM signal on, or rather band on, the radios placed in cars. And in fact, the station I was working for had an FM signal, but there were so few car radios with FM, he basically was selling it to advertisers. It's kind of a Muzak background sound. Until Muzak, that actually did do that, and Elevator Music began to realize that we were infringing upon them, and so that came to a halt. The bottom line about diaries, be they paper diaries, are always all going back to the 1930s when folks were being called, what are you watching right now? Well, right then they may or may not be watching or listening to something. But if you're asking them, what did you watch or listen to yesterday or the day before, that's recall. How good is your recall on that? And yet they were building broadcast platforms and rating cards based on those numbers. But in the later years, even as it exists now with Nielsen controlling all of the rating services, the questions remain. We were at one time at Channel 4, CBS-owned station. We were taking Nielsen ratings. And to give you an idea, just the numbers, you don't have to know specifics other than just know that 20 is a great number. If we had a 19 or 20, we were number one in that time slot or tied for it. And we would tell advertisers that, look, we got a 19 or we got a 20. We're leading the market. We're number one or tied for one. But then Nielsen decided to restructure their surveys. And a best score you could get was a nine, from a 20 to a nine. So now you're showing them and saying, look, we're number one with a nine. The advertisers had a hard time understanding that concept, rightly so. And gradually they began to settle on, okay, it's a new demographic look. And that was the other key about ratings. Be they Nielsen or Arbitron, early radio, they wanted to supposedly weight demographically, based not just on your geographic location, but the makeup of the family. And that would include racial makeup, economic information, whatever they thought they could pull together. And I will tell you this. I remember specifically at Channel 4 one time, one of the books came back, and it showed we were losing viewership in the black community, according to that rating. I didn't think we were, but that's what they said. And you know what the reaction was of station management to the news director to help sales? You need to do more stories in the black community. We were already doing that, but they were saying, you got to do this so we'll bump our ratings up. Same thing with there's a particular area we were not reaching effectively. Go do a couple more stories in that region. Generally, sales was not allowed to mess with news. But sometimes if it was a matter of how much more dollars can we bring in, yeah, the rules got bent considerably. And of course, you always have to look at the makeup of the anchors. Do you have male, female, or two males? And then do you have a racial makeup? There were all kinds of ways to affect the ratings. But the bottom line you should know is that while we had to live by that sword and die by it, we didn't really believe in it. The story behind the story tomorrow, July 28, 1945, a B-25 bomber crashes into the Empire State Building. That'll be our story behind the story. Second hour still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.